Hello again, VoiceTubers. This is Steve coming at you with another pronunciation challenge. I hope you're all having a great week so far. Now you can just kick back, relax, and enjoy the episode. This video talks about turning the shell of a lobster into usable plastic. That's pretty awesome, at least I think it is. I come from Maine, a state in the Northeast US, and we have the most famous lobster in the world. That's right. There's a chance that the lobster you ate came from my hometown area. Our lobster gets sent all around the world. As much as I love lobster, it's really expensive. So we only eat it a couple times a year, usually at a family gathering. It also takes a long time to crack open the lobster's shell, like the tail and the claws. You really do need to work to get your food with lobster. All right, let's check out today's sentence. So here it is. So they actually get planted with the plant in the ground, and as they biodegrade, they will become fertilizer for the plant. One more time. So they actually get planted with the plant in the ground, and as they biodegrade, they become a fertilizer for the plant. As far as pronunciation, that word actually is very hard. So sometimes when we say the word actually, it sounds like it only has three syllables. One, two, three. Actually. So that's how we often say it. But the real word has four syllables. Actually. Actually. So if you hear someone say actually, it still means that same word actually. I think we just shorten it because it's sort of hard to say as four syllables in a sentence. The second thing to note about this sentence is that it has some commas, and commas often come in pairs, which means you will see two commas together in one sentence. This happens when we add extra information. In this case, we have comma, and as they biodegrade, comma. So we set that part of the sentence off with commas. So there should be a pause before and a pause after biodegrade with the commas. All right, let's check out today's vocabulary. Today's first vocabulary word is actually. Actually. Or if you want to say it the more proper way, you can say actually. Actually. And it means in fact or really. So let's check out this example sentence. I know I eat tofu a lot, but I don't actually like it. It's just healthy. So I don't like tofu, but I eat it. So I'm saying, actually, I don't like it. I know you think I like it because I eat it a lot, but I don't. Actually, I don't like it. So we usually say actually to clarify something. For instance, maybe you don't think I understand what you're saying. So I can say, actually, I do understand you. Or maybe we went to lunch and I ordered a vegetarian, which means no meat. I ordered a vegetarian dish. And you say, wow, you're a vegetarian. You don't like meat? So I say, actually, I do eat meat. I just enjoy vegetarian food sometimes. All right. Word number two is planted. Planted. It's a verb. And it means to put a plant into the ground or into a container of soil so that it will grow. Let's check out this example. She planted roses and daisies in our flower garden. Roses and daisies are just two kinds of flowers. So yes, we have a noun form of plant. That would be like a tree. A tree is a plant. A flower is a plant. But the same word with the same sound can also be a verb. I planted the roses yesterday. It means I put the roses seeds, or maybe a rose flower, into the ground. It's something I am doing. I want to plant the seeds or plant the flower or plant the plant so that way it can grow bigger. If you have a garden, you will probably have to plant. Word number three is fertilizer. Fertilizer, it's a noun. So here's what it means. A natural or chemical substance that is spread on the land or given to plants to make plants grow well. That's a little bit confusing by definition. So let's listen to an example and break it down. Here's the example. We often use poop as a fertilizer. It makes the plants grow fast. So fertilizer is just something that you put in the ground or in the soil which is the ground near the plant or the flower, and you put the fertilizer in the soil to help the plant grow. It's basically like food for the plant. So you probably heard before that sometimes farmers or gardeners will use some kind of poop, maybe cow poop, and put the poop in the ground to help the plants grow. So poop might be gross, but it can actually be really useful for growing plants, fruits, and vegetables. Well, that's it for today's pronunciation and vocabulary. I think we should all try to be a little bit more green. I probably think about this too much. I talked about this in a pronunciation challenge before. Trying to not use plastic is really hard, I know. But it can be done, and we all have a responsibility to try to reduce our waste. We should try to recycle more and use products that don't cause as much waste. So for you guys, would you be willing to use a product, like a bag or a cup, that is made from the shell of a lobster? I think I would. I think it actually sounds really cool, and I really love learning about these new green energy sources that are being made. It's really, really amazing. Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to check out the weekly blogs. The link is below, so you can check that out. And I would love to hear some suggestions for future blog topics. As usual, leave your comments, questions, and sentences below, and I will try to reply to as many of you as I can. See you next time. Cheers.